So I think it was 1989. I had a severe problem with fatigue. I had a severe problem with energy, and my eyes were bloodshot all the time. Like the inside of my eyelids felt like someone took sandpaper. It was crazy. Of course, at the time, I had no idea, but really that was insulin resistance, real bad blood sugar issues because it was related to all the carbs I was eating. Anyway, I went to Bernard Jensen's seminar on colon cleansing. I think it was somewhere in either San Diego or LA. It might have been San Diego. And so I waited all day through the seminar to talk to him. And I stood in line. And after probably about 45 minutes standing in line, I finally got to talk to him. I wanted to ask him, what is wrong with my eyes? And I said, what's wrong with my eyes? And he looked at me and said, I don't know. Because at the time he studied iridology, which is a whole different technology with the eyes, but he just didn't know what was wrong. So I went back to my hotel and I thought, you know what? I know he lives in somewhere in San Diego. So I'm going to go visit him and personally see if I could spend some time with him. So the next day, my wife and I get in the car and we travel to his location. Apparently, he lived in a trailer on some property. There was an orange orchard, and there were some other people living on the property. So anyway, we knocked on the door, and this lady opened the door, and she said, "Well, he's not here." And I saw all this colon cleansing equipment and supplements, so I decided just to buy his Colema kit, and it's basically a combination between an enema and a colonic. It's called a Colema. And this is a cleanse where you basically do colonics twice a day, morning and at night, and you consume no food except for these shakes, which had water, psyllium seed, orange juice, which was a big mistake, and a lot of vitamins. So I went back home and I did this cleanse. And so I had to basically fast for 1 week. Now, I've never fasted before. I didn't know what to expect. I was willing to do anything. Maybe this would help me. And it was probably the most painful experience I've ever went through. Because if you're trying to do fasting with a little bit of apple juice through the day, and the sugar in the apple juice is going to completely prevent you from tapping into your fat fuel. So you actually are cleansing without adapting to burning fat, right? Try that. That's like very, very painful because you're literally starving, you're hungry, you're craving like crazy. All you're thinking about is eating a pizza. And at the time, there was really no salt to be consumed. So I literally had such a salt craving. I was so weak. Reflecting back on this, I should have just consumed some salt. Anyway, that gave a bad taste in my mouth with fasting. And after that, I was not interested in it. I already tried it. It didn't work for me. And I was pretty much close-minded against anything connected to fasting for about, I don't know, 20 years until it came up and I did a deep dive to find out exactly how to do it correctly. And so here's the secret with fasting. If you want to fast, do not consume any juice, do not consume any snacks, do not consume any type of carbohydrate. Just don't eat anything and your body will start adapting. And of course, as you know, I always recommend starting with fasting, doing intermittent fasting. So it's very, very easy. You just start cutting down the frequency of meals. And it makes it very, very easy. But the real point about this message to you is that when you're easing into fasting, you must keep your carbs low or you'll never tap into and deplete your glycogen reserve. The key is getting rid of that excess glycogen reserve from your liver so your body is then forced to tap into its fat reserve. And if you need some glucose, your body can easily make it from the fat or the ketones.